Hi, everybody. Thank you for having me. I'm Kara Allen, and I'm going to introduce my study. It's a two-year study. We're currently still conducting it, so I have 1 year of data to share with you. The topic is Pistacia vera growth as a function of heat. I would like to introduce you to the pistachio industry in California. It's quickly challenging the second most important nut crop, which is walnuts. There's currently about 300,000 acres of pistachios planted, and that increases every year. This is a deciduous temperate climate tree, and you can see it beautifully represented right there. And the product is enlarged on the right-hand side. So the pistachio has an interesting growth habit for its fruit and nut. We've broken it down into three stages. So in stage one, you can see it's fruit set, and that goes until the nut reaches its full size. At this point, the shell hardening, I don't know if you can see, but it gets, the shell wall thickens and hardens, so the shell is established. And then at the end of stage two and stage three, you can see there's an embryo there now, and the embryo develops until harvest, and that's when the pistachio splits, just like you see in the bag at Costco. And that's when we harvest and it's marketable. So today I will present our project, our objectives, the stages once again, because it's so important in our project, the degree day models we use to manipulate the heat units, the methods that we're using for sampling and so forth, and our results from the 2013 season. So our objectives are to develop a phenology model for the pistachio fruit growth as a function of heat. And a second objective that we have is to determine if there's any variability among California's leading cultivars in the amount of heat required to reach the different growth stages to help with management practices and so forth. So, again, I briefly introduced the stages that the nut, the fruit and the nut go through. But again, this is a graph. The degree days or the heat units are on the x-axis and the weight is on the y-axis in grams. Throughout the season, you can see stage one occurs. It's the initial accumulation of weight. That's when the size is getting bigger. The weight is also increasing. That's there. Stage two, that's when the shell is hardening or thickening, and you can see there's kind of a brief rest there where there's no real weight accumulation, it's just getting harder. And then stage three, that's the embryo growth, so the embryo starts growing, and it continues all the way until split and harvest. I want to introduce real quick, the most important finding that we have so far is that overlap between stage two and stage three. It was initially believed that the shell was hard before the embryo started developing to protect it, but we're finding that the hardness extends into the early stages of embryo development. Just another visual way to represent this, the first picture on the top right is the completion of the first stage. The pistachio is of full size, but it is empty. You can kind of see the thickness increasing in the shell between the first picture and the middle picture. And that's stage two. And then where the red circles are, you can see the initiation of the embryo, which leads into a full pistachio, a pistachio with a full embryo. The degree day models that we use to get those beautiful x-axes is the degree day. We've been using two models. The first is a average of the daily max and min, and then we subtract a base threshold temperature. Pistachio, we're using 7 degrees Celsius. The second model is very similar. We just average the hourly data, which our loggers provide us. So the methods we're using, we have 6 sites within the San Joaquin Valley in California. We're looking for microclimates, a little bit of temperature variation there. We have 4 cultivars, 3 replications of each cultivar if it is present at the site, and we have 2 hobo data loggers to record the hourly temperature. The way we sample is at each site for each cultivar. Cultivar X is represented here. We have our three sample trees. They're all processed the same, but I just, to make this less busy, I'm just showing you tree B. We collect three clusters from each tree. From those clusters, we get the successfully pollinated nuts and the unsuccessful weights. We take 10 nut subsamples from the successful nut weights, that population, and then we weigh the 10 nuts. We get the length, width, and height of each of these nuts. We check for the shell hardness and thickening with a penetrometer, and then we break them open and see if there's an embryo present. And if there is, we weigh it, we also measure it, and we dry both the embryo and the pericarp to get the dry weight as well. At the end of the season, we harvest for the yield of the in-shell splits, which is the marketable product for each cultivar, for each tree in our sample population. So our results for the 2013 season, in this graph, you can see the degree days on the x-axis and the weight in grams on the y-axis. Again, this is a full season weight double sigmoid curve, but we are concerned with stage one shell growth, so we're looking for that point where the weight stops accumulating and it is at full size. We take our degree days, and at bloom for each of the cultivars at each site, that begins their personal degree day accumulation. So degree day zero is always at bloom. And then we've found that all cultivars reach their maximum size, so they complete stage one around 800 degree days. Then stage two, this graph shows degree days again on the x-axis and the hardness, or the pounds per 3 mm² on the y. And you can see the development of the thickening or the hardening of the shell. This is just Kerman, a representation. We have three other cultivars. But for all the cultivars listed on the right, the hardness kind of maxed out around 1,800 degree days to 2,000 degree days. As I said before, this is the most exciting finding that we've had so far because of the previous thought that the shell was thick and hard before the embryo started initiating. And you can see in our data for the initiation of stage three or the embryo growth that it is around 1,000 to 1,100 degree days, which is prior to the finishing of the shell hardness. And this is just an example, again, from Kerman, the one cultivar that we're investigating, that the degree days on the x-axis and the 10 embryo weight on the y-axis in grams, and the embryo begins, you know, to accumulate size around 1,000 degree days. So then the end of stage three, which is the harvest and the shell and the pistachio splitting, we have our cultivars on the x-axis and the degree days on the y-axis this time. And you can see all the cultivars are harvested between 2,300 and 2,500 degree days. P1 and Lost Hills seems to take a little more time to finish growth than the Kerman and the Lost Hills varieties for the 2013 season. So in summary, all the cultivars are similar in their heat requirements for growth and development. And our most interesting finding is that shell thickening continues through the mid-embryo development. This is important because it can impact the pest management decisions, because in California we have a few pests such as leaf-footed plant bugs that have piercing, sucking mouth parts that could do damage to the young embryos if the shell is not at its full hardness. So I'd just like to thank the California Pistachio Research Board for the funding for this project and my education. We had a lot of help on this project. It takes a lot of man hours and a lot of volunteers. So we have a bunch of volunteers and also the cooperation from the owners and managers of the various orchards that we work in. Thank you for your attention. And if I have time for questions, then I can do that. Thank you.
Can you tell me again what you said, 1,000 degree days? What
degree days? I can go back. Okay, so the degree days, we take the hourly data from our loggers at each site, and we're going to average the hourly data for a day and subtract a base threshold temperature. We've extracted these equations from the literature, and that's how we determine what a degree day is. So hotter days will accumulate more degree days than cooler days. So that's how we can kind of predict the stage in two locations with different climates, because degree day accumulation will be the same even if the time that those plants need in the two different locations to get that much heat and grow that much is different. So
you said it was over 7°C, is there a max temperature?
Frequently there is a max temperature. In pistachio, they come from Iran. It's very hot, and we haven't encountered a max threshold. So in this instance, we're not using one. But thank you. That was a good question. Okay. All right. Thank you.